Chapter 58, The Sign of Our Relationship to God.
By the observance of the Sabbath, the children of Israel were to be distinguished from all other nations. Verily, my Sabbaths ye shall keep, Christ said, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. Read Exodus 31, verses 13, 17, and 16. The Sabbath is a sign of the relationship existing between God and his people, a sign that they are his obedient subjects and that they keep his holy law. The observance of the Sabbath is the means ordained by God of preserving a knowledge of himself and of distinguishing between his loyal subjects and the transgressors of his law. This is the faith once delivered to the saints, who stand in moral power before the world, firmly maintaining this faith. Opposition we shall have as we voice the message of the third angel. Satan will bring in every possible device to make of no effect the faith once delivered to the saints. Many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. See 2 Peter 2, 2 and 3. But in spite of opposition, all are to hear the words of truth. The law of God is the foundation of all enduring reformation. We are to present to the world in clear, distinct lines the need of obeying this law. Obedience to God's law is the greatest incentive to industry, economy, truthfulness, and just dealing between man and man. The law of God is to be the means of education in the family. Parents are under a most solemn obligation to obey this law, setting their children an example of the strictest integrity. Men in responsible positions, whose influence is far-reaching, are to guard well their ways and works, keeping the fear of the Lord ever before them. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, says Psalms 111, verse 10. Those who hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord and cheerfully keep his commandments will be among the number who see God. The Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Read Deuteronomy 6, verses 24 and 25. Our work as believers in the truth is to present before the world the immutability of the law of God. Ministers and teachers, physicians and nurses are bound by covenant with God to present the importance of obeying his law. We are to be distinguished as a people who keep the commandments. The Lord has stated explicitly that he has a work to be done for the world. How shall it be done? Let us seek to find the best way and then perform the will of the Lord. This world is a training school for the higher school. This life, a preparation for the life to come. Here we are to be prepared for entrance into the heavenly courts. Here we are to receive and believe and practice the truth until we are made ready for a home with the saints in light. Our sanitariums are to be established for one object, the proclamation of the truth for this time. And they are to be so conducted that a decided impression in favor of the truth will be made on the minds of those who come to them for treatment. The conduct of each worker is to tell on the side of right, We have a warning message to bear to the world, and our earnestness, our devotion to God's service are to bear witness to the truth.